Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our question and answer series, we finished with question two. Let's continue and move on to question three today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Okay, now here is another one that I want to cover here. And so, it just says, Dear Dr. Bloom, comment, dash, God is sovereign. Within that construct, He allows us to make choices. He could stop. He could stop all of our bad choices. Of course, by right and by power. But if He did, then we would actually make no real choices. He has wisdom to work the effect of all of our choices. Okay, so He can affect all the choices because He is sovereign. And He could do that for our good and for His own purpose. He retains within that construct all that ability, but He allows a genuine free will, which is that which necessitates suffering and evil. Why does not God, in His sovereignty, keep us from those terrible choices? Wow. Well, I can understand that somebody would say that. As a matter of fact, probably if you went to a liberal university and even some liberal Christian colleges, they would say something like, well, you're predestined to do those things. And so that's it, or God and His sovereignty. Well, and then the second ones would say, you see, if there was a God, like they said, pure and holy and all this other stuff, then He would keep His people. If He has that control over people, He would keep them from ever sinning, from ever making bad choices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And believe me, there's a lot of kids that come home saying, well, is there really a God? What a shame that is. And what a price those people that have taught that will pay before the Almighty one day. Now, my answer is here. Dear friend, every saved person should live in the sovereignty of God. But the sovereignty of God would be defined as God's sovereignty is God's right to do what He wants with that which is His. And we must remember that in Genesis 1, it tells us that God created man in His image. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Our image refers to God in the Trinity. It uses a plural with a singular verb, plural noun, singular verb, and that often is taking whatever the plural is, if it's three, which that would be, are of one essence when it has a singular verb that follows it. And so, the plural of God, it's divine person, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, His person is one divine essence. Now, we find this in John chapter 4, verse 24. It tells us there, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. So when He made us in His image, it means man has a spirit that is eternal. God's spirit is eternal. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. The body is not God's image. God did not have a human body. Jesus did not become a human with a human body and a human soul, even a human spirit, until 2,000 years ago. He was God. He existed from eternity past. John 1:1 is very clear. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Then you get down to verse 10, he says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So the Word made flesh, made the world. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word made flesh was Jesus Christ. Okay, now that's pretty clear. God was a spirit. We're created in a spirit. A spirit has a free will. That's why you and I can make choices. The spirit has a free will. So we are created in his image, and he is a spirit. Yes, he became that man 2,000 years ago. But when he created man, remember, Genesis 2, there was a body. He made him of the dust of the ground. There was actually a soul in that body. Not a living soul. Not an active soul. There was a body that lies still, just there, existing. A soul just existing. Created. And then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That's where the spirit enters the body, and there's life to the body and soul. Understand, the soul is the seat of your emotions. The body is the flesh that carries out a lot of times the feelings of either your spirit or your emotions, your other feelings that you have. Okay, so the body carries those out. For an example, now the body sometimes can control those. The body can get hooked on drugs and begin to desire drugs so much that it's greater than what your soul is saying. No, we can't do this. We see the effect. We see what it has done to us, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. On the other hand, the soul can lust. It can feel anger. It can feel joyfulness. It can feel so many things, and the body or the spirit. Now, we have a spirit. It's in your spirit. You may make the decisions of life, who you marry. In the spirit, you make decisions of vocation, direction in life, raising children, just various things that you make life-changing decisions in your spirit. Sometimes, we'll use marriage since I've already mentioned that. Young man has emotions. And he says, oh, I'd love to marry her. She is so beautiful. Man, everybody think I was the coolest guy in the world if I was able to marry her. And so he goes after her. They get married. And then he finds out that he didn't know the person, really. He just saw her in the good days. And now living, it's not really the kind of person he wanted, but now he's already made his vow, you see. A lady may say, oh, wow. That guy, he's got money. He's got this. He is so cool. Man, I'd be well taken care of. Security, everything is there. Finds out that's not the man God wanted for her, and he's not dependable. He's plays around with others and so forth. So then you find out that it was wrong. You made a decision in your soul instead of in your spirit. And so, as a result, your life is a mess. Now, your spirit has a free will. Made in God's image. Look, God's election took place before the foundation of the world. The cross took place 2,000 years ago. But whether it's election or whether it's the cross, they both took place before any of you under the sound of my voice were born. But election nor blood although it's already happened, neither one is applied to your account until through repentance and faith you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now don't forget, through Adam, he sinned and we have inherited that, what we call that old sin nature. It's depraved. Our souls were depraved. We're depraved. Our human spirits have desired things that they should not. I mean, we are depraved people. We're sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everyone is born into this world a sinner. That's why Christ must be received. You know, there are many, and there are people in other denominations called Christian denominations. Could be Christian, wouldn't be Christ-like. But they speak of death, and they'll say, okay, getting saved is not your choice. A person dies, you can talk to him all day long, and he's not going to respond. See, he's dead. Well, see, when you're spiritually dead, you can't respond. That's why God has to elect you. That's why God has to really move you at his time, and then you'll be truly saved. If God has elected you, you can't be saved. But you see the baloney in that, and I don't know that baloney is a great word, but it matches it in my mind, is that they look at death as ceasing to exist, no life. But that's not what death meant. The word death in originally and in its etymology means separation. When your body dies, the spirit separates from the body. The spirit does not cease. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, I believe it's verse 7, says that he goes back to the God who gave it. Now that spirit, if it's without Christ, goes to hell, but that spirit, if it is in Christ, goes to heaven. The Bible tells us that. The dust to dust. Yeah, the body. The soul, it's there. It's in the ground. There's no action there. But that spirit, if you look at the illustration, several illustrations, there is Elijah and Moses talking to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Their bodies didn't come out of the grave, and Elijah was never in a grave. Now, they came up. They had to, it wasn't the bodies they had on earth, and yet they were known. They knew it was Moses. They knew it was Elijah. Not the bodies. Those bodies were in the graves. Those bodies were taken away. In hell, the rich man saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. But listen, both the rich man and Lazarus had been buried. That wasn't the body. Their body, if you went back to the tomb in those days where those guys were buried, you would have found Lazarus in the tomb. You would have found, in whatever tomb he was in, the rich man there. His body would be there.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm path.